This is an Ear Candy Audiobooks production of Sailing on a Lusty Breeze by Blair Erotica, performed by Scott Garrett. Copyright 2013 by Blair Erotica. Performance copyright 2014 by Ear Candy Audiobooks. All rights reserved.
Chapter 1. Listening to the steady hiss of the bow cutting through the water as the silver dollar bit through the short chop. She was a good sailboat. After a few days on board, I had come to like the way she handled. I was also glad she was fairly good-sized, not just because a bigger boat rode much better than a smaller one in these waters, but also because the 50-footer gave me enough space to be able to get away from Bart and Janet for a time. When the trip began, I needed a way to escape the sounds of them fucking every time they weren't on watch. That wasn't fair enough. Bart had warned me, in a roundabout way, and I should have seen it coming. "I want to hire you for two important reasons, Roger," he said. "The first one is financial. The insurance company insists we have a licensed crew on board when we're going offshore, someone with your certifications." I knew that was true, and that's why I bothered keeping my certifications current, well beyond what it takes to cruise on a yacht. But the real reason was he wanted me on board was to keep things running. The boat on its course while he and his wife Janet fucked. He didn't put it that way, of course. In the interview, he talked about them needing time to repair their relationship. She was a corporate executive, and he ran a construction company. Both jobs were demanding, and they had grown apart. He thought they needed time to get closer together again. "I can't sell the boat and still give her the attention she wants," he said. Bart was probably in his mid-40s. He was an average-looking guy who was a bit pudgy from too much desk time. But this story is only about him and his tangential way. He wasn't the main actor. "I'm 26, and when I met Janet, I was in lust, even though she must have been 10 years older. She looked hot. She had all the right curves and good muscle tone. She hit the gym often, even if Bart didn't. The skimpy bikini she wore every day on the boat made me acutely aware of each and every line of her body. When she moved, her black hair caressed her shoulders in a way that sent a tingle through me. I wanted to run my hand over her neck as her hair moved. As the saying went, looking at Janet, I thought I wouldn't mind getting some of that. Janet was a little cold towards me at first. I figured she would have preferred the two of them made the trip alone, but she got overruled. Or maybe it was just because Bart hired me without letting her even meet me. Whatever the reason, she was distant. Not that she was nasty, she just acted formal, like I was an unwelcome guest she had to be nice to. She had her professional manager air, or something that had a way of keeping me in my place. She made me a bit uncomfortable, especially since she was a looker and I couldn't help looking, and there was no doubt that she knew I was looking. In the beginning of the cruise, Bart left most of the sailing to me and did focus on Janet a lot, almost entirely in fact. Not that he talked to her lovey-dovey or anything. His attention was mostly on her pussy, it seemed to me. Not that she didn't enjoy acting like newlyweds, touching each other at every opportunity. She did it more often than he did even. Reaching over to stroke his cock through his swimsuit. Once when I was forward messing with the sails, out of the corner of my eye, I saw her walk up behind him and put her hand down the back of his trunks. He spread his legs, and I shuddered, delighted at the idea of Janet fondling me like that. Bart set up a 3-watch rotation for sailing. He didn't like night sailing, so they were short watches. Each person took a turn at the helm for 3 hours, more or less. In theory, that gave you 6 hours off. Although I had a lot of maintenance tasks and did some cooking and cleaned up the dishes, by the time 9 hours had passed, we were usually at anchor. Janet took the watch as soon as we hauled up the anchor after breakfast. She and Bart set sail, of course, while I did the galley cleanup, and then helped out trimming sails, splicing lines, and so on, until lunch. I ate an early lunch alone and took over the helm while they ate. At first, as soon as they finished lunch, they went below and fucked like maniacs. Later, at about 3, an exhausted Bart took the final watch. His turn didn't always even run 3 hours, because we anchored when he found a bay he liked. That was okay. And it was fine with me that he dealt himself the easiest watch. But this steady sex, of which I had no part, was beginning to get to me. We anchored in the afternoon, and while I washed down the boat, they went below for round 2. Oft it is not, I was
Sample complete. Ready to continue?